But right now, pleased to be joined in person by Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennelly. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, and I'm just happy to be out and about here. A gorgeous Sunday in South Florida. The weather has finally turned. It's now cool, and you know this is why we're here in South Florida in the next 3 or 4 or 5 months. Of course, culminating in March with the Honda Classic, we're just in for a great season, and the weather is perfect. It's a great time to be playing golf.
Well, you're right. This morning was a little chilly, though. I felt like I was up in New England when we got out of bed, and it was, I think, 53 degrees driving up here. But you're absolutely right. It's just fantastic here today. And PGA Village is such a wonderful spot.
Yeah, it is. PGA Village here, 3 courses, 54 holes of golf, the 2 Tom Fazio designs, the Ryder and the Wanamaker, and, of course, the Pete Dye Link-style course. And the South Florida PGA Junior Tour event number 8 being held on the Ryder track today. And there's it's a 2-day event, 36 holes of golf. And the Honda Classic presenting this specific tournament here, event number 8 of the Junior Tour season.
Well, you're right, Russ. And, you know, we give so much back to junior golf. And as I said, you know, a few times, it's we all have a responsibility to help grow the game. And frankly, there's no better way to grow this game than to do it through the young people. And, you know, we do it out at the tournament with our great standard bearer program. The kids are inside the ropes. Of course, we're a sponsor of this great tour. We're involved with so much junior golf. And again, it's all about giving back. And if we can't look at the young kids as the future of the game, then we're making a huge mistake.
There are a number of Junior Tour events throughout the year that the Honda Classic is involved with and are presenting basis, including this event, of course, this week, the South Florida PGA Junior Tour. Also, a couple months ago, we were out in Hope Sound, the Hope Sound Golf Club, for the parent-child event on the Palm Beach County Golf Association season. And then next month, in December, at PGA National, the Honda Classic will host its very own Honda Classic Junior Tournament.
Well, we're excited about that. You know, we started 2 years ago, and we had some good success. And then last year, thanks to our great friend Don Law, who you'll hear from in a little bit, he sent it out to a lot of his kids. And, you know, Meredith was fantastic with the PGA, reaching out to their database as well. We had 180 kids last year, and, you know, the enrollment's coming in quickly. And, you know, I've said it before, and I truly believe it, the junior golf program is recession-proof. We're seeing it. I mean, I think parents want to get back, and they get their kids out here, and, you know, what they learn on the golf course and the manners and the laws of life are just fantastic.
The Honda Classic Junior, the 2009, third year in a row of the Honda Classic Junior, coming up just about a month away, middle of December at PGA National Resort and Spa. And if you are a parent of a child that wants to be involved with that, you can certainly get more information at www.thehondaclassic.com and then go on the bottom hand of the main page and click on the Honda Classic Junior logo for more information. Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, joining me here in person. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie today, final round Sunday for the South Florida PGA Junior Tour, event number 8, presented by the Honda Classic. And 2010 Honda Classic is quickly approaching, Ken. It's now less than 4 months away.
It is. You're absolutely right. But let me just jump back on the junior for one sec, Russ, if I may. It's important for all the listeners to understand that, you know, we have a 36-hole competition, which is for more of the competitive kids. You know, there are a bunch of competitive young people playing this game, but we didn't get away from our developmental side, and we have a 9-hole and an 18-hole competition. And that's very, very important because that's really how we started this thing. We actually had a lot of kids and parents ask for more of the competitive division. And with my kids playing, obviously I understand why. But, you know, for the listeners out there, please bring your kids out there, sign up and play, because it's about building the brand, if you will, and building junior golf. So I just wanted to quickly mention that as we get into the 2010.
Well, that's a great point, Ken, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do want to let everyone know that there are different classifications. Obviously, all kids are not going to be professional golfers someday, and there's all different kind of skill levels. So the Honda Junior coming up next month at PGA National, yes, you can have a 36-hole, 2-day event for the best players among the field, and they'll get junior ranking points for that,
right,
as well,
for
ranking here in the U.S. But, you know, you can have your junior play on an 18-hole one-day event. You can have them play in a 9-hole one-day event where it's not as, you know, driven on, you know, winning and posting a score. It's all about the experience. It's all about improving their game. So, again, for more information, log on to www.thehondaclassic.com. And the juniors will be playing next month. And then the professionals, the world-class players, some of the greatest players in the world of golf, coming descending on Palm Beach Gardens in early March, first weekend of March, for the 2010 Honda Classic.
Well, we're excited. As you know, our field gets better and better every year. Our community has really embraced us, Russ. Well, we've reached out, and we've said repeatedly, we're not in the golf business. We're in the entertainment business. And, you know, we've created a festival out there, and it's been fun for families and kids. And, you know, we've got, obviously, world-class golf, but after golf's over with, we've got concerts and fireworks, courtesy of Tire Kingdom. Thanks to Tire Kingdom and Yokohama Tire. And, you know, the Bear Trap is a fun spot to go. And we really created a social gala, if you will, a party out there for people to come out there and really enjoy themselves. And as the golf gets better and better, the world's, you know, focuses on Palm Beach County in the middle or first week in March, actually. And it's wonderful being down here. And we're just trying to put the spotlight on PJ National, on, of course, on Honda, our great sponsor. Palm Beach County, the best of everything, and it's great. It's getting better and better.
Pat, Ken, as you know, last night we were at Old Palm Golf Club for a fundraiser, Painting for a Purpose fundraiser, and I had a chance to meet Vince Cerrone from Raymond Motor Cars and his lovely wife, and talking about the upcoming 2010 Honda Classic, and all Mrs. Cerrone wanted to talk about was the family setting that the Honda Classic espouses, the fireworks after the round and the Disney children's party and the kid zones where only kids can get into along the course to get autographs. That really makes an impression on the family. Maybe dad's a golf fan, but maybe the kids and mom aren't. But there is still something for the rest of the family at the Honda Classic each and every year.
Well, you're right, and you're a new dad, and you understand all too well that when you have free time away from your work, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it with your family. And you know, if your kids are into it and we make it family friendly out there, the parents are going to come. I mean, it's just a wonderful way to spend your day. And as you said, you know, with the High School Musical, Radio Disney, and all the other great interactive areas that we have out there, it's very, very welcoming. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, we're trying to put on as premier a golf tournament as we can, and we've got, you know, great guys that have played. We've got great champions. Obviously, this past champion with Wai Yang having won not only the Honda but the PGA Championship, and he really credited the Honda and having the perseverance of the final round on that champion course that led him to the PGA Championship. And you know, Ernie Els before him, obviously. And we've got some good early indication. I know you talked about Rory McIlroy joining the tour. Rory's already verbally committed to us. When the PGA Tour gets their commitments out, he'll be one of the first ones on there. He really had a great experience last year. We've got some great other top 20 players that have never played in PGA, at PGA or in Palm Beach County that have already verbally committed to us. And, you know, when we get the formal commitments, we'll release them to the media. But we're getting better and better, and I think the world of golf is starting to wake up and understand how great a facility PGA National is and how much fun Palm Beach Gardens is and Palm Beach County in general. And we just can't be happier.
And the field for this coming year's 2010 Honda Classic figures to be the best ever. The Honda Classic date is not changing, but the tournaments around the Honda Classic are changing. The FBR Open is moving to a later date. Match play, the WGC event, is moving to a week earlier. So you have a situation now where you've got the WGC match play followed by the FBR Open, followed by the Honda Classic, and then Doral the week after the Honda.
Right, and it's because of the Olympic Games that they moved the match play back a week. So we think it's going to help us. I mean, last year it was wonderful, too. Being sandwiched in between the two World Golf Championships was wonderful. As you know, we had a tremendous international presence, and we'll continue to focus that way because these guys are going to be in America for match play anyway, and they're not going to go home for a week or two. They're going to stay in America and play. And FBR, it's a great tournament, obviously, but it's a different type of tournament, certainly than the Honda and Doral and the type of facility. So we really anticipate, you know, some of the bigger boys that have not played the Honda in the past coming in, joining us. Obviously, Honda and Doral back-to-back, the CA Championship, are just two great golf courses in South Florida. Then, of course, you've got Tampa and Bay Hill. So you've got a great swing in Florida now. And I just think, as you say, with this new time frame, our same time frame, but with the schedule changing a little bit, it's going to help us out.
Absolutely. Ken Kennerly, Executive Director of the Honda Classic, joining me here in person. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And you're an Executive Director of a PGA Tour event, so I'm curious your thoughts. What is your first impression? 2010 PGA Tour FedEx Cup schedule released all the way up until the Tour Championship last week. A couple of changes. Turning Stone now in the FedEx Cup, a new tournament in the Greenbrier. What are some of your thoughts?
Well, I think we knew that was going to happen. I mean, the economy is what it is, and I know Tim Fincham and some of the fellows up at Ponte Vedra, they've got a lot going on right now, and they're trying to fill holes. I think they'd prefer to fill holes with new events and new sponsors instead of relocating existing sponsorship or existing money, if you will. But, you know, Turning Stone's a fantastic facility up there. They stepped up to the plate 3 years ago. It's a $6 million purse. You know, they deserve it. Texas moved into the schedule last year, into the FedEx schedule. Turning Stone, as you mentioned, is going opposite the Bridgestone, the old Reno Dakes. Unfortunately, Reno is no longer there. I think when we go into 11, you're going to see more changes. We have, unfortunately, a lot of sponsors are leaving after 10. You know, John Fry at Fry's.com, Fry's Electronics, he's going to for sure jump into the big schedule. You know, he's out there in the fall series at $6 million.
And they've just moved to California.
Corval, right. And I think eventually when the Institute, his course, his private club, which I understand is fantastic, is going to come online probably the year after, he'll be in the big schedule as well. Unfortunately, I'm afraid of what's going to happen with the fall schedule. I think there are going to be events that are going to fall by the wayside. And as much as I know Tim and his board at the PGA Tour need to protect the rank and file player, I think the fall season as we know it, we're already one event less this year. I think come 11, I don't want to say it's going away. I hope it doesn't, but I think they're going to move the good events up into the FedEx schedule. And hopefully we still have some left after that.
I tend to agree with you. And I said that last week that I suspect that in 2011 we won't have a fall series and those good events will move into the main FedEx Cup schedule. Of course, we'll have to wait and see if that does transpire. The 2010 fall series schedule has not even been released yet. So obviously one would think that they might be having some problems selling some sponsorships into those tournaments. And we'll have to wait and see in the coming weeks what that 2010 fall series holds. But for now, we're looking forward to next month's Honda Classic Junior at PGA National, and then, of course, in March 2010, the 2010 Honda Classic. Of course, for more information on all of these events, visit www.thehondaclassic.com. Ken Kennelly is the executive director for the Honda Classic. The Honda is presenting this weekend's South Florida PGA Junior Tour event number 8 at PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Ken, thanks for the time.
Russ, great being here, and I guess all your listeners, you got a special treat. You got Mr. Donilaw coming up next, and he is Mr. Junior Golf, and there's no one more passionate about the growth of this game than this man that you're about to hear from, so please, everybody, stay tuned.
Nice tease, Ken. You're doing my job for me. Coming up next. South Florida PGA Junior Golf Chairperson Donilaw. He runs the U.S. Kids Program here in South Florida. He runs also the Donilaw Golf Improvement Centers in Boca and Delray. Donilaw joining me here in person up next. Russ Evans with you live from PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. This is Golf Exchange